This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. If you were with me yesterday morning, I opened up the topic connecting with people. How well do we connect with people? Sometimes you talk to someone and you feel you haven't really connected. And I said also, or asked the question, how many close friends do you have? Do you have one or two, three, maybe a half a dozen people that are really good friends that you connect with? I think it's true that it's better to have two good friends than 1,000 acquaintances. And what's the difference between a friend and an acquaintance? And I think the word is commitment, because good relationships take time, don't they? They don't happen by accident. It requires commitment. And there can be a cost, there can be inconvenience. The Bible says, for example, Proverbs 17, verse 17, a friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. So a good friend is always loyal. There are going to be times of adversity or trouble when we're going to need those friends around us. This is the time that many of your so-called friends will disappear, but a true friend is always loyal. When you feel that you've made a mistake in life and you're picking up the pieces, you really do need to have a good friend to help you. Friends are there who walk in when everyone walks out, and they're there even when you don't deserve them. And I think this is particularly true for men. Us men, we tend to deny the need for deep friendships often. It's easy to talk about the weather and sport, but there's a sense in which we need accountability. We need each other. Gordon MacDonald, in his very good book called When Men Think Private Thoughts, he says, "You, my male friend," he said, "you are a relational being. You must connect. God has made you to share life with a host of people, not just your wife." He said, "You're meant to share life with other men as you work with them, fight the battles of life with them, and discover the world with them." That's what he said. So we need friends. And God can help us, as I mentioned yesterday. If we're going to connect with people, I also think that we have to be constructive with what we say. Again, let's turn to the Bible, because in Proverbs it says, "Evil words destroy one's friends." That's Proverbs 11:9. And that, of course, is true. Words have tremendous power. They've got the power to build friendships. And it's amazing what a few really well-chosen words can do to cement a friendship. Of course, they can destroy. In Proverbs 12:18, it says, "Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing." And again, that really makes sense. Cutting or sarcastic remarks, they can be very damaging to a friendship and a relationship. All it needs sometimes is a few misplaced words that do damage. So we need to control our tongue, control our anger, because some of us are quick-tempered. And the Bible says, "A fool gives vent to anger, but a wise person quietly holds it back." That's Proverbs 29:11. And often we say things without really thinking, don't we? So we can talk less. You know, that's sometimes a bit one-sided when people want to be friends, but they want to do all the talking and not much in the area of listening. And again, let me read Proverbs chapter 17:28. "Even fools are thought to be wise when they keep silent. When they keep their mouths shut, they seem intelligent." Your mother probably told you, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say at all. Well, it's really good. It's biblical advice as well. So if our words are our power tool, you don't have to use it as much. So talk less. And don't get into trouble because you talk too much. The other thing is about the words. I mean, words, of course, can be really good building words. Proverbs 25:11 says, the right word at the right time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry. Yeah, that's an intriguing statement, isn't it? Look for ways to build people up. Do you know that in every situation there's a positive way to say something and there's also a negative way to say something? And I think our world has enough negativity, so let's look at ways to build people up. And of course, our words are powerful enough to do that. So let's be honest. Let's be willing to forgive those who have perhaps offended us. Proverbs 24:26 says, "An honest answer is like a warm hug." Well, dear Lord, thank you, Lord, that we have people that we can trust, people we can talk to. And we thank you that Jesus is our greatest friend of all. Amen.